With Connor Olson, a special week for you. You set the all-time career starts record for anyone who's ever played at the University of Minnesota. How cool is that?
It's really awesome. You know, it's now that the day is finally here, you know, it's kind of crazy to think about it. When I look back on all the games I have played in and, you know, playing in this one, you know, it is one of note because it is 52, so I'm excited.
Well, and you think about it, it's probably not a record when you show up on campus that you circle, right? There's some like, oh, if I can block and have a Big Ten running back of the year as you have, that's pretty good. You know, all academic, all Big Ten, all those things, that's pretty good. But when it's all said and done, it is a pretty good mark of, one, you're productive, and two, you've been around a while.
Yeah, exactly. It's really just testament to the luckiness, I suppose, of just staying healthy, you know, being able to be out there and help support my team in all these past games we've had. So it's a heck of an experience, I got to say. But yeah, I didn't think I was going to be setting this record when I got here back in 2016. But here we are in 2021, so it's exciting to be at this mark.
Yeah, here you are all these years later. Now, it's my understanding that your buddy Blaze Andres, we don't know what his future holds for next year, but if he comes back and if he can keep in the starting lineup, which you think he would, right, he could potentially break your record next year. So are you trying to push him off to go do a different thing?
Not in particular. You know, if Blaze takes my record away from me, you know, then so be it. You know, good for him. But, you know, that's always something to see down the road, you know. But, yeah, at the moment I'm not too concerned about it. You know, records are made to be broken. And, I mean, if somebody has to break it, it's not such a bad thing if Blaze is the guy to do it.
The first time we talked to you this season for our program about when you were at Monticello and all that's meant to you. And I'm going to take you back to that when you did come to campus. This is, as I mentioned, probably not a record you think about. But does this week, though, give you some pause to think back to, all right, when I got here and all the different things you've been able to experience?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, right, it's just a testament to the time I've been here. And, you know, I look back, exactly, right, I got here as an 18-year-old kid, and now I'm 23, and, you know, by most marks, I still am a kid. But, you know, that has been a lot of time and a lot of growth in my personal life and then just on the football field. So it's been quite an experience. But, yeah, I mean, I just got to give a shout-out to everybody that has been there to support me through all of it because, you know, they've been integral to my success.
Obviously still things to accomplish for the rest of this year, but as you look back on the previous 51 starts, is there one or two particular, obviously not just because you started, but the way the games came out that you would rank at the top of the list of your favorite games to play in?
I mean, I think probably one of the most exciting was Wisconsin when we won the Axe, just because that was a heck of an experience, you know, being in Camp Randall, too. That's a great stadium. So being able to win that game there and with those guys, too, you know, because those were the last guys before I kind of became the old head in the room, too. So it was nice to be able to win that game back with, like, Jared Weiler and Donnell Green, you know, older guys that helped mentor me. So, you know, that was kind of that transition period after them and Georgia Tech. And, you know, at that moment, that's kind of when the transition happened, when I stopped being a young guy and started being an old guy. But that was a very integral one because, you know, that was a good one, and it was a testament to their work and, you know, all the work ethic that they instilled in me as well.
That was the Axe body spray, Gabe, right, where everyone ended up smelling like a body spray.
Yes, it was, which isn't such a terrible thing, you know, considering that everyone's always in a rush to get out of the locker room after those away games. So I think having a little extra cologne didn't hurt the team in that game.
That's for sure. What other games stand out to you? Is there two or three more?
I think Penn State, of course, for the obvious reasons. You know, that was another very exciting game, winning the Bell, you know, having the field be stormed. I think the Outback Bowl is a tremendous one, too, going out there, you know, just like, as an offensive line, you know, we were just able to put on and keep going, too, especially after Daniel had gone down the week before, or I guess the month before, against Wisconsin. So being able to go out there and respond, and, you know, that was a great game, too, you know, just being down in Tampa Bay as well. Playing in the warm weather after, you know, being in the cold for a couple months is always a good experience. And then, I mean, yeah, I suppose I could go back to my first start ever, which was against Buffalo. And, I mean, I just remember being a kid back then, I remember, you know, having a little bit of a, not necessarily stage fright, but, you know, the nerves that obviously come with your first start. So I look back on that, and thankfully I don't have those to the same extent that I did. But, you know, those butterflies are still definitely there before the games.
Yeah, for sure, no doubt. And that's probably a good thing. You get that energy going a little bit. Now, we've talked as well about your hometown and all of that. How important has it been just to have that support system here for these 52 starts now?
Yeah, I mean, it's been super great, right? You know, I got some of my best friends from high school coming in for the game this week. You know, I got a bunch of my family members coming in. you know, that support network, it's always been around me. You know, it's I've never felt like I was by myself when I was on campus, even for my hometown and my family, but, you know, just also for my teammates too, you know, guys that have been here with me since day one, you know, like Phil Howard's a good example, you know, one of my best buddies on campus, and, you know, he's been here through it all with me too. So, you know, having guys like him in my corner is always a great thing.
Now, you, we talked last time, you'll have some options here coming up when the season's done. You want to potentially go to med school, NFL career possibly on the horizon as well. You are taking, or did you take the test already, and can you report back to us how those went?
Yeah, I took the test back in March, March 27th, something like that. You know, at this point, that's feels like a lifetime ago.
Right.
So that test went pretty well, and, you know, now I'm still just sitting in it. You know, I'm playing my cards close to my vest right now because I'm living in the world of unknown right now, so I can't necessarily speak to where I end up after January, but, you know, we'll see, and the future is bright for certain.
And obviously, when you're part of this program, it means the big worry is Maryland, right? I mean, it's a one-game championship season, as they say, so that's your focus. And what can you tell us about the Terrapins this week?
I mean, they're a good team. You know, they got athletes, and that's they always do. They always field a really good defense. Their guys are fast, and you know, we got to just be aware. You know, they tend to bring a lot of different stuff too, depending on what our position is on the field and the down and distance. So, you know, that's just something we got to be ready for. But, you know, it all comes back to rules and concepts, like I've said before. You know, if you know your concepts well enough, you can handle just about anything. So,
very good. Number 52 this week. Congratulations, and go enjoy it.
Thanks, Mike.
All right, he is Connor Olson.